Jesus, you are so bad at that.
I know. I'm really bad at playing this game.
I watched it. It was on the 20 and bounced to the 2 on the second.
Really?
Bounce. Yeah.
For as often as you play this, you think you'd be better.
You don't get
at
better
it.
At, you know, throwing polyhedrons. It's not, you know, it's not
like once a week.
Bonsai, like, you know.
Yeah, but over the long term, it evens out.
Yeah. Does
that's
it?
The, yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure it does.
I've been playing for 16, 20, I've been playing for 21 years.
Yeah.
And it's still, that's not quite long term enough, really. That's not a long enough data set to really determine.
Okay.
Well, this is only my second time, and I'm kicking ass.
I'm done.
Yeah, you're going to have 6 straight years of rolling. of not rolling better than 4.
Then it's the bad guy's turn. You see the necromancer look down sarcophagus and point his finger at it accusingly and says, "I'll get back to you!" And he'll look up and lightning discharges will fire from his 2 hands. One will... Let's see. What is
just
this?
Out on the corners?
Move to here. And...
Jim Fane's death.
White aggro?
White aggro.
You're out of range.
Sorry, that was a lie. Will.
A bolt of lightning leaps from his hands to you.
Yeah.
And Raiders of the Lost Ark style leaps from you across the way to you.
Oh.
And then leaps to you, Benwin.
Oh, man.
Really?
Striking 3 targets.
That's serious business.
That's chain lightning.
Yeah,
3 targets within...
He's a shaman.
3 targets within 10 squares.
Fucking shaman.
All right, the first
one... I didn't like his Move Any Mountain song at all, and I really resented that in
the end. First against Omen. That's probably a miss with a 10 versus your reflex defense.
Yes! So it can't chain off of
you. Yeah, do that
right?
again.
No, it keeps going. It's just 3 different targets.
Do that again.
That was a good try.
And against the Eladrin, that's a 20 versus reflex defense.
Oh, it turns out that hits.
Okay.
Yeah. What is your reflex save, by the way?
15.
Okay.
It does 7 lightning damage.
All right.
And then strikes Binwin, or tries to, 14 versus reflex?
Yeah. That got me. Okay. I mean, just got me, barely.
For... 8 lightning damage.
I'm bloodied.
Hey, is that a fact that lets me... Your ability that lets me re-roll attacks that miss?
Yeah.
Is that an encounter power?
It is. It's encounter, and it has to be against my...
Oath guy.
I didn't think he was coming down sooner. I would have marked him right away.
Yeah.
But I got to get rid of
we'll
this.
Yeah, we'll clear him out.
Then he's going to spend an action point.
Oh, man.
I hate monsters with action points.
And, he holds his hand up in sort of a claw, like he's reaching out for your throat, Jim. And then suddenly, erupting out of the ground all around you are these black, spectral, almost shadow-like talons that just rip and tear at your flesh.
What
just
shit?
A cloud of them. This is against your fortitude defense.
The fuck is my fortitude?
22.
My fortitude is 13.
It does... 9 necrotic damage, and you're going to take necrotic damage again at the start of your next turn.
You're decomposing, sir.
Another 18.
As they rip into your soul.
Are you bloodied, Jim?
No, I'm bloodied at 14. I'm at 18.
Okay. So you see Jim is just covered with black shadowy claws ripping at him.
Jim!
Benwin, no!
Jim, no!
And it is Aelfel's turn.
Go to work.
Oh, sorry, I forgot about the other bad guys.
So he's probably singed by the radiant.
Yes, the skeleton takes damage.
And that destroys him.
Not quite.
And he's obliterated, right? Is that...
And then we get a hit point bonus for that.
These two are going to shift to flank. These two are just going to move up. And they attack you with their bows in melee. You see
they just start swinging them?
Their bows have these spikes at the end of them that they just stab you.
That's convenient.
I was having a fantasy where...
That wasn't just added at the last second.
They actually have swords, but this is more fun.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are they actually carrying their swords? In their rib cages? Same effect, though.
Okay, so the act of attacking me gives each of them... 7 radiant damage.
So they took 12. That bloodies one of them. They miss you with both attacks.
Ha! That's the worst round ever for them.
For them.
In history.
Yeah.
Omen, they miss you with both attacks.
I'm so glad to hear that. All right, what's next?
That skeleton hasn't attacked yet. I don't know why I
just
said that.
Move up to here.
That was...
And that one.
spits poison darts.
Misses.
He breathes poison
skeletons
darts.
Cannot hit to save their.
He's like one of those dogs with bees in its mouth. Yeah. And when it barks, it shoots bees at you.
You heard about those? So, they're ready to go. He's flanked. He's flanked by dogs.
Okay. Let's see. It is actually...
If the bad guys are done, then it's probably me, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I will shift out of this silliness known as being flanked by skeletons. As if any Latrin would stand for such a thing.
No, no.
And
it's outre.
It's really... It's offensive to me. And then I will... I will Radiant Vengeance. So I was here, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm going to shift to here.
Okay.
And then...
So Radiant Vengeance is ranged.
Yeah, it is. But if I Radiant Vengeance down, I'm going to provoke an attack of opportunity from him, which I'd rather not do.
Yeah, yeah. So just hack, just... This is the guy
which
hates you.
Which one is more... is bloodied?
The one you're closest to, presently.
So this is the guy who I've sworn my oath against...
Right.
So I guess probably...
Oh, he actually... Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So to... in the interests of...
Going for the kills.
Being authentic, I should continue to...
Even yeah.
Though he's, I should... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So come over here.
All right. So I shift here.
Whack him.
And I'm... Let me see if I just have a different power that does radiant damage. I don't think...
A nice encounter product.
Yeah. I'm looking for that.
Something in the radiant line.
Yeah. So I'm just going to overwhelming strike him.
Cool. What did your gym dark magic painting go
this
for?
This is
$5,000.
Wow!
Holy smokes!
People like gym.
This is D20 plus four versus AC. 14.
14.
AC.
Business.
Okay.
Yeah.
AC though, or
yeah.
Right. I think Avenging Echo is going to kill him. So.
Binwin.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yeah, and they can't flank you.
I'm disappointed.
This is
I'm
going to
tell
costly.
You right now, because I was ready to go after the big guy, but I have to waste a turn taking out this little guy.
You know what I should have done?
Who's
I should have gone ahead and just provoked an opportunity attack, because he was already bloodied, mm-hmm. and it would have...
He might not
and,
take
and,
it, though.
And it would have wounded him. Shit. Can I get a... Do yeah. I get, is there a do-over? Yeah.
Mulligan?
Can I get a do-over? All
right. So what's your story?
I totally blew that.
Well, I'm not going to just leave that.
Very
I'm
unhappy.
Not going to run away from this guy, so I'm just going to take him out. I'll spend my turn doing it.
That was so foolish.
Little reaping strike action. Nope.
Oh, shit.
Nope.
He remains unreaped.
He takes some damage, though.
Yeah, he takes 4, right? That's why reaping strike is great.
That's right. 4 points.
And he's hurt bad,
yeah.
So...
He is hurt bad, and in fact, that destroys him.
Ha!
Oh, that was all I needed.
Nice.
God, even a miss would kill
Reaping
him.
Reaping strike. Okay. Where are we at in the check? Oh, man, they are sitting pretty for you up there.
Binwin, you still have a move, by the way. And it's Jim's turn.
Yeah, you want to move up?
Jim, you're going to take 5 necrotic
I've already used
the
stand. I can't plant
spirit.
My battle standard
can
anymore,
move?
Can I?
What's that?
Nothing
are they
so,
holding
you can
move
there.
Up here.
They're not holding
you. You can't plant it this turn, but you can move up.
Oh, they stay with
right.
me.
Yes. Any turn I plant it, that's my move. I don't get to attack, right?
It's kind of like being
right.
on necrotic fire.
Okay.
All right.
Unless you use an action point to do it.
That's true. All right, I'm going to move up to here.
Boop.
Yep.
All right.
Nope, move me up to 5. 5 points. Bam.
I love it.
Should I spend an action point?
Oh,
and plant the standard?
The standard?
Do we think this is going to be our boss?
The necromancer looks at his dogs and says, Fang, Rudy, get him!
Rudy?
Fang and Rudy?
Well, he probably had him for a long... I mean, he could have had that dog for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, since he was a kid.
Like in dog years.
You know what? Screw it. I'm going to spend an action point, and
oh,
I'm going to
no.
plant my battle standard. Acquisitions Incorporated! Kabam!
All right.
So, and that's...
5.
It's planted right here in front of me.
Okay. Great. Did you take your 5 damage?
I was waiting for him to be done.
He's done.
5 damage.
I'm down to 13.
Yeah.
Do you not get the save out of that?
At the end of the round.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I shake off the necrotic claws.
If we want, I can use freezing cloud
and just hose him
up here.
Yeah.
And then
what's the damage?
It's 1d8 plus intelligence modifier cold damage. Even if I miss, it's half damage.
Yeah.
But the effect, the cloud lasts until the end of your next turn, and any creature that enters the cloud or starts its turn there is subject to another attack.
It'd be a great intro.
Yeah.
And the great thing is that all those attacks, would those attacks get an additional plus from the standard?
Mm,
plus
no,
one damage?
He's not in it.
No.
Oh, but it's an additional attack from anybody, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You attack with that power again, is what I'm reading. It's like the power is attacking them again because they're in the cloud.
You have to be within the battle standard to do the damage. It's not your attack has to be.
At the end of your next turn, any creature that enters the cloud or starts its turn there is subject to another attack.
But the initial attack...
I read it different.
Okay.
And the battle standard says it creates a zone burst 5, and while within this zone, you and your allies gain a +1 power bonus to damage rolls.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so basically,
still do
you
it.
Cast the freezing cloud. It hangs there, and at the start of their turn, you attack them again with the cloud.
Right. I see.
Okay.
I think that seems like a good idea.
I like it, and because they're gonna take it. They're gonna take damage at least twice.
Yeah.
Right.
Could I have you scoot up a little bit where I can see you? Because I have an attack I can do that'll let me give you a save on that necrotic, hopefully.
Assuming he doesn't throw.
Can you see me there? Or should I be out here?
You can. That's fine. You can do either place.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and do freezing cloud.
How big is the freezing cloud?
It's area burst 2.
Okay.
So if I center it
right there,
right here.
All
right.
Perfect. Because then he can still hit.
Yeah. So I need to see if it lands first, right?
Right.
15 plus 7.
Which one are you attacking first?
Oh, him. Sorry, I'm starting in the back.
The necromancer. 15 plus 7 versus his reflex, you said, or fortitude?
This is versus fort.
That's a hit.
Nice.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll roll the hit on each of them and do damage.
Right.
So let's go dog on the left here. 12 plus 7.
19 fort.
That's a hit.
Okay.
And the other dog. 10 plus 7. 17.
17 fort.
Hit.
All right.
Okay.
Wow, all hit. Awesome.
So D8 plus.
So they're all in my cloud.
Right.
They all take the same damage, so D8 plus.
So this is 1 D8 plus 6?
Yep.
5.
So 11.
Take it. Better than average.
That's cold damage.
That's all we're looking for.
Okay.
I just had a range of my light staff. And so then you just try and save.
Yeah, yeah. But did you have more movement? I mean, do you want to move up a little bit closer? Because that'll mean they take even more damage.
Let's see, where was I? I was back...
You're there.
There?
Yeah.
So I went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That was all my...
Oh, it's 6?
6
you
is
can
my
move
speed.
One more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Or 6. Go here so I can see you.
I'm still not quite...
Okay, moving. But we'll be able to get him.
Let me see if I get rid of that necrotic shit. I have to roll better than 10?
10 or better, yeah.
10 or better.
Yes!
Okay.
All right.
The necrotic claws disappear.
Out of the woods. Out of the woods. So...
I'm at 13 health.
Ookie dokes.
Those really
that
brings
us to Omen.
Yeah.
All right. In order to heal you, I gotta get you a little bit closer to me. On your next turn, just try to swing around a little bit.
Okay.
And I can buff you up. I am going to. Okay, what would it take to get down off of this dais?
Okay, if you want to jump down to the main floor, you can do that with an acrobatics check. And what your acrobatics check, whatever you roll.
Minuses damage.
Yes, it subtracts damage. Essentially, half of whatever you roll is the damage that you ignore. So, say you roll an 18 on your check, you ignore 9.
I would ignore 9, and it's a d10 per 10 feet.
Yeah, so you would normally take 2d10.
Right.
But if you reduce it down to 0, you land on your feet and take no damage.
That's incredible. We should find a way to make our enemies fall, because that's the damage, people. Okay, so...
Pushing people off of ledges is a good way to do that.
Yeah, well, let's push them off ledges to turn undead.
That's the case, maybe.
We're going to do a little turn undead.
Okay.
Which is d20 plus 4.
Okay. You make a separate attack against both of them. And this is against his will, right?
That is against his will.
Okay, yes, that's a success against the first one.
So that's him. 12...
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I have the first one. It's,
yep.
It's pretty nasty.
Yep.
So he takes 6 radiant.
So 11 radiant.
Right. And I push him 3 squares.
Nice.
So I'm just going to put... I push him straight off the edge.
Okay. So because he's being forced off the ledge, he has to make a save to try to basically hang on. And he needs a 10 higher. He rolled a 6. He goes off the ledge. Push him 3 into whatever square you want.
Right. And so if I miss, he takes half damage.
Okay.
So he takes 3 radiant, which is still pretty good since he's soft.
Radiant.
This guy takes 2d10.
Okay. The one who falls, the one who falls lands prone.
Yeah.
And roll 2d10 for me.
Oh no, I'm on my back. Help. Help. I'm like a turtle.
13.
He does. Takes another 13 points. And that bloodies him.
Nice. Nice. Good job.
If
all right.
Try to stand up, it makes
okay.
My bones creepy.
Bad guys. Omen, the one in front of you will attack. Plain and simple. 19?
Yes. AC?
Yep. For 7.
Okay.
These guys. Actually, he'll stay where he is and shoot you. This guy will stab you. No, he'll back off. 2 arrows against the Eladrin. Miss.
Nice.
So, did he still take damage? On miss, it's just that one round, isn't it?
It's just that one round. Okay. Yeah, it's that one. It's
these
that
guys
one.
Started in the cloud, though.
Yes, so they're going to get attacked again. So make attack rolls against them,
one
same
D8
as before.
1d8 plus 6. Attack rolls,
attack
right?
Rolls. Yeah,
we have to hit them first.
Hit him again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's other ones that don't have hits.
Okay, so we'll do this dog here first. That's 16.
That's a hit.
This yeah, that's 7.
And the other dog. Yeah. So this first dog is going to take 5 plus 6 is 11.
Good job. All right.
So they're soft even before they got to the dwarf. That's what we're looking for.
Okay, they're going to try to bite the dwarf. They get a bonus from each other because they are adjacent to one
another. They're going
to pack
mentality.
Gotcha.
Okay.
24.
Yes.
And 18.
18 misses.
Okay. Oops, wrong guy. You take 6 points of damage and you're knocked prone. You're basically pulled to ground.
Wow.
Oh, that's not good.
That's the worst.
That's. Yeah.
Look at that. You're kind of on the same level as the skeleton.
Ooh. You're looking over at the skeleton. Hey,
what's
up?
Going on?
I'm like, prone too.
Did you see something?
Hey, look, we're kind of in the prone club.
You are in a duel with this guy standing on the staircase. He evokes another spell at you.
Oh, shit, he evoked it.
Well, wait, he started in my cloud.
He did.
So take a hit.
First, he's going to take some damage. if he hit him, of course.
6 plus 7? 13. Is that versus 4?
That's a hit. 42 is not his.
Yes!
3 plus 6.
9.
All right. Nicely done.
Great.
Okay.
That's the freezing cloud.
Jim,
that...
he's heard of you.
Oh, yeah. He knows Jim.
He knows of Jim Dark Magic. I imagine that it's probably a bit of a thrill for him to be in a duel, to be in a duel with
I just,
Jim Dark Magic.
I do have to kill you, but I want you to know
magic?
I admire your work.
We meet you for the first time.
For the last time.
Says, you are not Jim Dark Magic. Jim Dark Magic is 7 feet tall.
With a shock of red hair. And
all right, so
a pair of mighty boots.
All right. He is going to use his necrotic claws on you again.
That's trouble.
Oh, he rolled crap. It's trapzor.
Necrotic claws.
He only rolled a 12 versus fortitude.
Miss!
That's a miss, yeah.
Okay.
Woohoo! Those claws were bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, then we drop down to Aelophel. All
right, man.
Could we just say move on to Aelophel? Maybe not drop down to...
Aww.
Just... Maybe?
We slum with Aelophel.
Yeah. We reluctantly allow the inclusion of radiant vengeance against my marked man over yonder. 14 versus reflex.
That's a hit.
All right, so this is going to be 1d8 plus 4. Radiant damage. 7 radiant.
And then he'll bump it to 12.
Yeah.
Those guys are
like
screwed.
Right,
they're both bloodied and battered at this point.
Yay.
Wow.
And we're back at the top. We're getting in.
All right, is it a minor action to stand?
No, move. That's your
my
move.
My whole move?
But it's okay because they're in your face.
Yeah, stand me up. Cleave.
Oh, come on. Aren't you going to make a dwarf standing up noise? All right.
Ah! 6 plus 9. Versus
15?
Versus AC.
Hey.
15 hits their AC.
Good.
Nice. These dogs? Okay, good deal.
Dogs are more about hit points than 5
plus 7. Right?
Yep.
Yo, I'm Cleave? No, 5 plus 9.
Did you put
water in this room?
Yeah. Plus 9 to attack rolls.
There you go.
Oh, also, plus one for the battle standard.
Right.
So 5, 9,
the one
nine
is damage.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, yeah. 15 points to the first one.
Splendid.
It really
it just is bloody.
Okay. Now, adjacent
Steve,
also gets...
so bad. That feels good.
I can't believe what a relief that is.
Wow.
I didn't... You know, sometimes you don't
know
how bad you have to go until you start going.
I've always wanted to pee with you guys.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Is this where all the dicks hang out? So he took that. The second guy that I cleaved through two takes my strength modifier for damage, which is 4, plus the one for the battle center,
yes.
So he takes 5.
Got it.
Yeah. You're dealing with the dog issue. You know what? As your minor, you might consider using your second wind. Because you got cut up
Can
pretty
I do
bad.
That?
Yes. You're a dwarf.
As a minor action. Oh, that's right. So I'll second wind it.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. All right.
10 hit points. And I get a plus 2 bonus to all defenses until the
yes.
start of my next turn.
Ooh-hoo.
This is a good time,
it's a good time
to
be a
dwarf.
Dwarf.
Right?
That brings me above bloodied. I don't know if that means anything to you.
It means something to me.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I don't like the smell of a dwarf as it is.
Of a dwarf
the smell of a bloody dwarf.
Next yeah. is...
It's really bad. It's I can't even begin to describe
Jim.
To you how horrible it is
okay.
to me.
My wife doesn't like it. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, and she's not
These
even
These dogs,
either.
When they
no.
start, are in range of my light.
They are.
So they're going to get hit pretty hard.
Already.
Yeah.
I could either Scorching Burst them, or I could start going after this guy.
How's your Shock Sphere? I mean, I don't remember what it does.
Shock Sphere hits one person and hits another person.
Oh, okay.
As long as they're adjacent. So I could hit both dogs.
Both dogs. Yeah, you could scorch him up. I mean, they're going to take... You're worth a lot of damage right now.
Yeah.
Scorch
him out.
Yeah, I mean, Scorch is very straightforward.
I'll do Scorch right on this guy here.
But don't they take radiant damage first?
No, no, it's on their turn.
That's on their
oh.
turn. They take the radiant damage. 19.
Oh,
hit.
Oh.
And the other dog.
You want to use my hilarious catchphrase? Does 19 work for you?
Does 19 work for you? If you say it like that.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
15.
Yes. another dark magic round.
Yes, 1d6 plus 6. What's this one?
Yes!
Oh!
So on the first dog.
Jeez! No, no, it's one damage for everybody in the burst, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 12 damage.
All right.
Jeez!
Wow.
It's just incredible. I mean,
okay. Excellent.
Amazing.
It's like you grabbed a pair of pliers and a blowtorch.
And just went to town.
And just got medieval on their asses.
All right. Now, from here, I couldn't see this guy, could I?
No. He's 20
feet just no way.
Right.
You should totally see the skeleton on his back like this. Like a turtle. Kicking side to side.
It's got a life alert thing.
Yeah.
All right, Sacred Flame.
Okay.
That guy, this, plus 4. No.
Okay.
I am within 5 of Binwin, though.
Yes, you are.
And I'm going to dish him up a healing word.
Oh, awesome. What does that give me? Healing Surge?
Healing Surge, plus 4.
All right, I'm out of Healing Surges, and that brings me up to full health, my friend.
Good
no,
deal.
No, excuse me.
Close?
24, that means 34, 38. Yeah,
all right.
Away from four.
Nice.
All right, so that's all you get.
That's
this game.
All I need.
Okay.
Binwin, this one's provoking an attack of opportunity from you.
Good.
When he starts, he takes...
Yes, he does.
So what do I do to do that? Radius. Swing at him? Just a normal attack?
Yeah. This is what we call your melee basic attack.
Basically, the necromancer says, Rudy, kill the mage!
Oh, Rudy the undead hound. Don't you remember him on Saturday mornings?
No.
It's Rudy the Undead Hound. He roams through the corridors, eating up the trolls. It's Rudy the Undead Hound.
Don't remember.
He likes to go out and eat all the children. Rudy. You don't remember him?
I think you made that up.
No, I didn't.
On the spot.
And then he would like go and attack things, and then he was all like, Roo, 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 Rudy. You know, like he was like a dog would go, Roo, Roo.
What
it was all,
fuck are you guys talking about?
And then he would jump
on right after the snorks.
Yeah. It was
undead hound.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
I'm nodding my head.
It was on between Snorks and Mask.
Mask.
I watched
Snorks
and Mask.
Yeah.
And you don't remember Rudy the
There was
undead
another
hound?
Program that took place in your mind between those programs called Rudy the Undead Hound.
They were back to back.
It won a Peabody.
It taught kids about undeath.
Yeah, and then at the end of the... Don't you remember at the end of every episode there was one of those little learning moments with Rudy?
Why was he undead?
Rudy would sort of...
Because he had died and been brought back to life.
Yeah, it was sort of like at the beginning, they, like, Rudy lived... He was like a dog that, like, I don't know, he was raised on a puppy farm or something, and he, like, ran away, and he lived with a necromancer.
It was when they were trying to make those golden books, like, a little edgier.
Yeah.
And then you guys, you're full of shit.
No, this was a great...
You heard of this?
This was a great show. Chris,
it was one of Baskin Ross, or what was the name of the...
Rankin Bass. Yeah, it was kind of like Claymation. It was wonderful.
Totally real.
And at the end, Rudy would always be like, "And remember, kids, Rudy doesn't talk to strangers, and neither should you."
No, you guys are making this up. No, you made up the song. You made up everything.
He made up Rudy the Undead Hound.
Also, yes. Would I even make that
on
up?
The spot?
Also, the roo-roo, that's not real.
That's not real.
That's not, totally not roo-roo real,
it
basically.
Is Rudy. Yeah.
See, he's even, yeah. Okay, we're moving on.
This
Chris
side of the table wins. So, first of all, the dogs.
Mike's Googling for Rudy the Undead Hound on his iPhone right now.
So when you're on your podcast and you're... You know, that's when Mike was using his iPhone near the mic.
Okay, first, on Jim.
What's
20 against your AC from the dog.
Yeah, that hits me.
All right.
Wait, he took my six.
He took your damage.
And he took Scott's.
Oh, I never did my opportunity attack.
Oh, okay.
Is that just a regular attack?
Go do that thing.
9 plus 8. Right?
That's a hit.
Yeah. Wow. So smack him.
Awesome. He just took 14 getting to me. He's still alive.
Dogs are
3 plus 8.
Yeah, they're all hit points.
8, 9, 10, 11 points.
But actually, he doesn't get to you. There's just basically dog-shaped massive bones that kind of flies in the direction.
And then there was the reprise.
Oh, you're going to pay for that. The other one will attack you. 28 Bindman.
Yep, that gets me.
For 9.
Oh, okay, so you are making that.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I love how that just
I made
now,
that up.
Now you
no, no, I made that song up. But the rest of it.
It's folk singing.
It was the two of you together that I just.
And also, Chris backed him up.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what do we at?
Because he's evil.
There are two.
Evil DM.
It's so hot in here.
I know.
It is pretty damn hot in here.
It's stifling.
Take your shirt off.
It's like Houston in here.
Stay a while.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I would.
Isn't it technically I'm hot in here?
Yeah.
Right. I'm ready to play Dungeons and Dragons.
Then when you are shot by an arrow from the one who fell off the ledge, but he misses.
What?
The other two attack
it's Jim Dark Magic.
Jim Dark Magic.
Really?
They're
starting to work on Jim?
No.
Mine up
this
there.
This guy and this guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the necromancer is telling them to kill the guy.
Yeah,
with
Jim
the
is worth.
Kill the guy with the big glowing staff. All right. This is against your AC, 19 and 24.
Both of those hit me.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
For a total of 16 points of damage.
I'm dead.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're down?
I'm definitely dead.
Well, you're unconscious. You're not actually technically
you're
dead.
You're unconscionable.
Negative
right.
your bloodied value.
Yeah.
Or until you fail 3 death saves.
Is my staff still lit?
No.
Okay.
That would be the best.
You shall not pass.
The last one takes a shot at the Eladrin, but rolls pathetically. And the necromancer says, "Triumph!" And uses his necrotic claws on Bindman.
He's going to totally start necro-texting all of his buddies. I knocked Jim Dark Magic down!
Woot!
Who said he was 7 feet tall, you asshole?
Picture sure it didn't happen.
I saved my daily
that's the first message that comes back.
Yeah. Screenshot or it didn't happen.
Binwin.
Yes.
Sorry, here comes the necrotic claws. He rolled natural one.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you. You do not want this claws.
Shit.
Yeah. Ailfell.
Oh, that's me.
It is.
That's me.
Radiant vengeance against the target of my enmity.
That's
14 versus reflex.
Hit.
So 1d8 plus 4 radiant damage. 7.
You blow it to pieces.
Oh,
bye. Right,
just keep working over there.
Oh, yay,
just keep working.
Yes.
Wonderbar. We're back to Binwin.
I have a feat, Shield of the Fallen. Is that a minor action?
What does it say?
Grant bloodied, unconscious, or helpless ally +2 to saving throws and all defenses.
That's a feat?
Yeah, it's a feat. It's a dwarven feat.
Okay. Does it specify any sort of range or anything?
I don't know.
It's adjacent.
Is it a racial feat?
Oh, adjacent.
Oh, it's adjacent?
Yeah, so just scoot back.
Yeah, back okay. up to me.
So I will use my move to scoot back.
All right. So, +2 on save?
Mm-hmm. Save? Yeah, +2 on saves. And so you just ready an action to strike that dog.
I have readied an action to strike that dog.
Then we come to Jim.
Shield of the Fallen.
You have to make a save.
All right, so I have his +2.
Yes, you do.
Can I also use the +2 for my Delver's cloth armor?
If it's an encounter thing?
It says daily. No action. Gain a +2 power bonus to saving throw you just rolled.
Yeah, if you haven't used it at all today, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So
roll that.
You have to roll a 6 or higher.
13.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't need any of it.
Shit.
You're still stable then. You don't suffer any...
Okay. But I'm not... Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't even use
it's
that.
It's not
yeah. yeah.
It must
it's
be a...
Really? Okay. Maybe it's a rata.
No.
What's that?
It's from dungeon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, then that's why it's not.
Yeah.
Not in here.
Am I still prone, though? I'm not actually in the fight?
No, you're still unconscious, technically. Okay. You're just not...
I'm not going to die.
You're at zero hit points.
You could theoretically still die if you fail 3
you're
death saves in a row, but...
Okay. You're not going to. You're gonna roll a 20.
So far, you're not gonna.
This is what's gonna happen.
This is how it's gonna play out.
Yeah.
This is how it's gonna play out.
No, but he doesn't like stand up. He just kind of goes up like this.
Oh man.
Woo! Hey, what's up? Hey, so if I get right here,
yeah,
I can use a ranged attack on him down on the ground. That's what I'm gonna do.
Drop an anvil on his head.
Yeah. Dog magic. Or so. I'm gonna roll this sacred flame, d20 +4.
Can I roll a space towards him? Like
no.
Okay.
You're a missing guy tonight.
Yeah. Here, hold on. So, I need to be
the
out
bad
of here.
Guys.
Hold on. I need to be out of here. I need to come down. I wonder if I should just start running right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you were back
you
here missing rolls
and attacked,
that would be a lot better than if
so,
you were up here missing rolls.
You're basically done.
I'm just saying, if you rolled ones back here,
owie,
that could really help us. Because right now you're rolling your ones way up here.
And he's going to expect you to heal it when you get down there.
Friendship is rare.
Okay, the archers.
Friendship is rare.
Will.
Jerry rolls ones.
The necromancer says.
And Mike talks lots of shit to him.
The dwarf is helping Jim dark magic. Don't let him. Shoot him down. Turn him into a bloody pincushion.
I think that's a little dramatic.
No, that's from
his
junior high poetry book.
This guy is a little dramatic.
Binwin, I'm sorry I got you into this.
don't say that.
First shot.
I just want you to know one thing.
24.
Before I die.
What?
I'm awesome.
Oh. The first shot does 4 points of damage to you.
All right.
Second
no problem.
Shot is only a 20. Is that it?
Yes, that hits.
For 7. The third shot is a big number, 29.
Oh, hold on a second. That's another 7 damage to
me?
And
finally another 6.
Okay.
The dog.
A great picture of Benwin cradling
moves up.
Jim. Jim,
you
got the tongue up.
Have a ready action.
I what?
No, Jim should have a hand on his face.
Yeah. Now, does that let me do one of my at will?
It's all.
No!
Yes.
Yeah. Just your
so I'm going to do a reaping strike against
him.
He's
so young! And then Jim goes, no,
that's a 1.
That is a critical miss.
That's no hit.
That is a critical fucking miss.
All right.
The dog will bite you.
Been going to the Jerry School of Rolls.
The dog bites you for 6.
That's awesome. I'm at 4 hit points. 4.
Then the necromancer will try to blast you.
Oh, you're about to lose your fighter.
With his claws.
You are about to lose your fighter.
Oh, you rolled another 1.
Oh, ooh. Thank God.
Okay.
So he blasts himself.
Damn
right?
it! I suck! Kal-El's gonna kill me.
It'd be super awesome. Okay. We need Kal-El to come back.
Okay.
Skeletons are all, dude, not in front of Jim Dark Magic. Oh, he said this was gonna be cool.
Oh, yeah, this guy kind of sucks. All right.
We did, you know, he's not really our friend. He was just kind of here. He just kind of raised us.
Elifel.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Right, finish him.
I'm going to swear an oath of enmity against this skeleton, and I am going to attack him with my Radiant Vengeance, which seems to be doing pretty
well. I have no complaints about his vengeance.
Against this thing. 17 plus
4.
21 versus reflex. 1d8 plus Come 4.
On. We need the real deal. Holy
How about 7? Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, that dude, that work. That
does
work,
that, does that work for you?
That's radiant.
Yeah, it's radiant.
Takes 12. Okay, it's still up.
Wow.
There's almost nothing left of
He's
that guy.
He's in bad
though.
Shape. Fear, few bones holding them together at this point. And then we come to Binwin.
No.
Wait, it does 11 radiant? And I get extra, right? 11 and it doesn't apply.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's tacking it on. It's awesome. It's an incredible attack.
Yeah.
Against undead.
Skeletons are tough.
Yeah, apparently.
I got some hit points.
Boy, they really do.
So, Bin win. Bin to the win.
Reaping strike against the dog. Hopefully, I won't roll a 1. I roll a 7 plus 8
Hit.
Plus 9. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's good. Now roll that d12.
4 plus 7. 9.
10. Oh. This is the standard, right?
Yeah.
10. So 14.
Okay. It is still in your grill.
Jesus.
What a tough dog.
This is the dog of the century.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The next thing goes to Jim.
This dog is so glad to finally be out of Rudy's shadow.
Yes.
4. Strike 1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strike 1. Omen. Archers are perforating Binwin.
Yeah, I believe me, I know. I'm gonna hit him with the healing strike. I'm gonna hit that skeleton archer with the healing strike.
Okay, the one down below.
Well, it's a melee attack, so I can't.
I see. Okay.
So I'm gonna hit him with it. Got it. Up there. D20 plus 7.
Mm-hmm.
20.
Hit.
AC.
Good hit.
Yes.
He's the only one who's not bloodied yet.
Yeah. I wanted to get some damage on the board. 2d10.
Nice.
Plus 4.
Big numbers. Come on. 8 and a 3.
Yeah, but it's radiant. So that's 11, 12, 13, 14. It's 15 points of radiant and healing surge.
He is bloodied.
What if I have no more healing surges to spend?
Then you're screwed.
They're gone.
That might have been good to check.
Yeah. Is Jim Dark Magic within range? No, he's not. Would you like to revise your action?
You still hit that guy really hard. Harder than I think you've ever hit anyone.
That was pretty damn hard.
That's what she said. You know,
there's a big... Listen, that's... Okay, that was my
leave
fault.
Leave that slider sitting out there and expect me to not swing at it.
That was a big hit. That was like 20 points.
Yeah, just leave it.
Yeah.
Okay. You're like... Why isn't that
sucked.
Getting better?
Yeah. So that's it for you, really? Okay.
Unless when we did that other thing when we rested and I used 3 of them to get back to full health, that was wrong.
All right. Then it is their turn. This one will move over to here and shoot at you, Omen.
Okay.
26.
Yeah.
4-6.
Okay.
The one on the ground here will shoot at Binwin. 16.
Nope.
And this one will shoot at 18.
18 hits against AC.
For 4. Right. The dog will try to snap its jaws around Binwin's whatever. Natural 1. Yikes.
Okay. She's about to get necrotic.
The necromancer will try to use his necrotic claws on Binwin.
Necrotizing you completely.
That's a 14 versus fortitude.
No. Fortitude is 17.
Ha!
Okay. Then we come down to... We next go to...
we arise joyously.
And now it is
we
time.
We rise.
And
is,
sigh of relief.
We rise to...
We come to
Aelifel. And now it is time for combat with Aelifel. So this is Radiant Vengeance again on him. 8 plus 4.
No.
Probably not going to
no.
do it.
I doubt it.
No.
No.
Binwin.
Okay.
Kill everything.
At least this dog.
Listen, I'm hitting him. Nothing's happening. Reaping strike. 7 plus 8.
That hits.
Hit hard.
Yes!
12.
12 plus.
Crunch. You smash its skull into tiny little splinters of bone.
About time.
Fucking dog.
Would you like to move it all? Or happy?
Just get in, necromancer's grill.
Right up there. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bam. I'm up on him. I'm up on.
You're all up on.
Okay. All right. Next is Jim. Death save.
3. That is 2 strikes.
Omen.
Look. Yeah, I know. What kind of damage are we... Okay, we need to go over this again.
I have a healing surge.
Yeah, I know you got them. You're one square away. Let's talk about this again. Coming down here.
Yes.
What does it take for me to...
An acrobatics check to reduce the damage from the fall.
And that's it. What if I tried to climb down?
If you try to climb down, it's an athletics check. DC 20.
I've got pretty good athletics.
Okay.
I'm very athletic.
Okay.
Just like in real life.
Yeah, well, no, I based Omendron on my own physical characteristics.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put you within range. If I climb down this fucking thing...
I need you to sacrifice yourself to help me.
Okay.
Can you do it?
Can do. And if I heal him, what happens mechanically? Does
he gets
the hit
his
points?
Healing surge as if he were starting at zero.
So. Great. Okay. Let's do this climb. All
right.
What happens if I fail the athletics thing?
You fall and take damage.
Okay. All right. Woo! Okay. Here we go. I'm rolling this. Now I'm going to get a 20. Is everybody ready?
Is the risk reward better to run? Action point run?
Maybe.
But then he couldn't heal me on that same turn, right? Oh, no, I guess he could, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait.
Here, count it out for me.
3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then you would go...
Action point.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Put you...
I gotta get down. I'm just gonna get down. It's gonna be cool. Don't worry about it. I got it. D20.
I believe you.
No problem.
Do it.
Ready?
I have faith.
Watch this. It's gonna come way over 20. Roll a junior high dice. Alright, ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
That's a 3.
That is a very low number.
Fucking
athletics... We're talking about a 12.
Okay.
15.
You land hard. As in on your head.
That's pretty hard.
You take 17 points of
damage. I'm coming, Jim! Oh, fuck! I got it! Oh, shit.
Face all bloody.
Fucking points of...
But now you're down.
Yeah!
I'm prone.
You're down and prone and next to the skeleton.
Yeah.
Spend an action point. Get up and heal me.
That was my move action. I have to spend an action point to heal you.
Oh, okay.
Healing word.
Okay.
On
you
Jim.
Reach out from the ground out toward Jim Dark Magic and there's a twitch in one of his legs. And you can spend a healing surge.
Plus a d6.
Yeah.
4.
So 7 10. Plus 4. Oh, so 11.
Yeah.
And I'm back on my feet.
Not yet. You're conscious, but you have to use an action, a move action to
stay. Oh, okay. My eyes flutter.
What? You're like...
All right.
Guys!
Did you see my Nana? No, you seen your grandma? Yeah.
Here.
All right.
I know. I'm going to use my action point.
Okay.
And pound this.
That healing thing you did was a ranged attack, right?
It's not a ranged attack, I don't think. I mean, it's a close burst.
Okay, you're fine.
I use my action point...
Yeah.
...to strike this thing with my righteous brand. I don't stand up.
Okay.
You swing from the ground?
Yeah.
You
I have to.
Nice move.
All right. So here we go.
Okay, minus 2 on your attack roll.
Target those ankles. They're
bony. Yeah, exactly. That's the weak point. 13. AC.
Yes.
Thanks, action point.
Omen. You are shot at.
Yeah.
By one.
What's that?
You're shot at by one of them. 25 is a hit.
Yeah.
It does 4 points of damage.
Okay.
Another one.
That's 0. No.
Binwin. You're not at 0.
I am at 0.
Oh, you fall down.
Well, I'm actually already down. So
okay.
You stay down.
I don't have to fall down.
You never
I just
got up.
Yeah.
Binwin, that's a 17. That's a miss against you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the other one on Aelfel. who is also a miss.
Yeah, I still have my second win though. So if we can just get, if okay. I can just get a heal up, we're looking all right.
Next up is
NFL. All right, stop me if you've heard this song before. Radiant Vengeance. Radiant shit. That guy there. Yeah. Oh no, Ford's not gonna get that done.
We need the big rolls.
I know. Sorry.
Right.
Benwin.
Benwin.
By the way, Captain wants a lot. The big ones from you, you know, on the SS Critical Failure over there.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the best I can here. You know,
as am I. Touché, sir.
He forgot the Necromancer's attack.
I did, so now he's gonna go. It's all right. No worries.
No, I'm worried.
He was delaying.
He deals five after.
All right.
So he is going to use Thunder Wave.
Oh, and knock you away.
Hey, I have Thunder Wave.
It's cool.
That would be 17 versus Fortitude.
I have a 17 and Fortitude. That's going to hit you then.
It does 9 thunder damage.
Leaving me at 1 hit point.
And pushes you 3. Okay. Good.
Here, on your turn, come heal me.
What are you talking about? He's running.
He's hiding, taking cover behind the sarcophagus.
Shit. No, I'm saying if you heal me...
Yes, I can do that. Is it my turn now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I run to Omen.
Okay.
And I do...
You'll...
Heal.
You can get there.
Yeah,
you can get there and do your heal.
16 plus 7.
Well done. You
can... Does he pop your back
second
there?
Win.
Is that my second win?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any plus on that?
No.
Okay.
Roman's eyes flutter open.
Maybe you could heal me.
Jim.
No, I can't.
You can stand.
You can't?
You don't have any healing surges. You don't have any healing surges.
Okay.
You don't ever just heal? You just let me spend healing surges? That was that.
He also juices up your healing surges.
Yeah.
He gives you extra
hit. Extra d6 on each of those.
Everybody's bloody, right?
Wow, everybody's hurt pretty bad, yeah.
Alright, I'm just gonna go magic missile on this guy.
Okay.
Try to take him out. If I want to use a healing surge, that would be my turn, right?
If you use second wind,
yeah,
that would be your standard action. That would replace.
You have an action point, though.
Yeah,
you could do that.
You could use that as your second wind, and then use your attack.
I'll do that. I think I'll start with the attack. That's a critical failure.
Okay.
Now you can either use your action point to attack or to get your second win.
Your finger just made the Millennium Falcon not, can't make it to the warp, to hyper jump. You know the.
I'm going to use my action point, and fortune favors the bold. I'm going to go ahead and try to magic missile that guy again. So here we go. That's an 8 plus 7 versus
reflex
hit.
Hit.
Thank God.
Here.
So 2d4 plus 6.
Oh, so far looking good. What?
4, so 10.
Okay, he is still standing. Omen.
What? What do you want?
You want to stand up?
Yeah. And I'm going to hit this guy with the Sacred Flame.
Okay.
No. I didn't even recognize the number. It was some other.
Okay.
Was that a one?
Did you roll? Did you roll a Threven?
I rolled it super low. This is.
He hits. I'm fucked.
One on Omen, one on Binwin, and one on Aelfel. Omen, you are hit for 4.
Okay.
Binwin, you are hit for 6.
Well, I'm down.
Aelfel, 20?
Yeah.
That hits.
You're also hit for 6.
So here's where shit starts to break apart in the real world house, okay? I took out all the minions.
Two fucking
dogs.
Who helped you take out the minions?
Two skeletons.
And,
and you guys can't take out these fucking archers?
Who had this fucking staff of light behind you?
I'll turn that shit back on.
Yeah.
Oh.
The Necromancer.
Stop fighting! You guys are tearing me apart!
The Necromancer says,
it's always like this on vacation!
Palatra's treasures are mine. Leave, and I will consider sparing your lives.
Oh god, the dungeon master's going easy on us.
That sounds pretty good.
That sounds all right.
And he will ready in action. Next is... Stop hurting me. Illifel.
Well, let's keep on.
I'm just going to throw this out. Maybe try to kill that guy.
You think so? Okay, all right. I was going to try to kill that guy, but since you...
Yeah, I'm just thinking. All right,
but since you think I should kill that guy, I'll kill that guy.
Jim knows.
How does 18 work? Does 18
work?
Oh,
my God, balls. Balls.
Thank you.
And this is going to be 1d8 plus 4 radiant.